الله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the great ni'mah and favor of iman and the perfect teachings of the deen of Islam, and that Allah has included us in the ummah of His beloved Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see the great virtues of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these verses of Suratul Ahzab, where Allah Ta'ala addresses our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the greatest of honor, and thereafter mentions five qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have sent you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And first and foremost, Allah Ta'ala addresses our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with titles of honor and respect. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O the Prophet of Allah Ta'ala, the one who conveys the word and the message of Allah Ta'ala unto humanity, we have sent you. The first quality is as a witness, that our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the greatest of witnesses amongst Anbiya alayhim as-salam on the Day of Judgment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness in favor of those who had come after him, who had accepted Islam, believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness in favor of them, but also that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be a witness against those who had rejected the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a witness in favor of the believers, a witness against the disbelievers. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the Sahabi radiallahu anhu reading the verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ, how will the condition be when we will bring a witness from every nation, a Nabi of that nation who will testify? وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا, and we will bring you, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a witness upon these people, upon this ummah, in favor of believers, but a witness against the disbelievers. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this verse, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was brought to tears. Second quality, wa mubashiran, that you have come as a giver of glad tidings, a giver of glad tidings to the believers, with jannah, an eternal success and the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. Thirdly, وَنَذِيرًا, you have come as a warner, to warn the disbelievers against the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, to warn them against eternal displeasure and the punishment in the fire of Jahannam. Number four, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ, we have sent you, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as an inviter towards Allah Ta'ala. The main purpose and objective of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being sent to this world is this very objective of da'wah. Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another verse, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, say to them that this is my way, my creed, my mannerism. And what is my way? The way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I constantly invite towards Allah Ta'ala with full conviction. And this is my duty and responsibility, and those who emulate me and follow me. So as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great responsibility that lies on each and every one of our shoulders is to be an inviter towards Allah, towards the deen of Islam, towards belief in the one great Allah Ta'ala with all His attributes and qualities, towards the deen of Islam. And just one person is given hidayat by our means, then that is better than many, many red camels, which was a thing of a conveyance of extreme luxury. So this primary and core responsibility of da'wah, whether it is by word, whether it is by dealings, whether it is by character, various means of linking the creation to the Creator, is the purpose, one of the great purposes of our existence on earth. And the fifth quality mentioned in these verses, so an inviter towards Allah, bi'idhnihi. But hidayat and guidance is only in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So I'm an inviter towards Allah Ta'ala with the command and the permission of Allah Ta'ala. We make every effort, make dua for hidayat. The result is with Allah Ta'ala. وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. And we have sent you, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as an illuminating lamp, a lamp of hidayat and guidance. Some of the commentators opine that an illuminating lamp refers to the Qur'an Azim. So it would mean that we have sent you as a conveyor of the message, a reciter of the Qur'an Azim, or that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself is the means of hidayat and guidance. Allah Ta'ala thereafter says that there will be two categories of humanity in response to the invitation of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Give glad tidings to the believers. بِأَنَّ لَهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا. That there is definitely for them, from Allah Ta'ala's side, guaranteed great virtue, great grace, Allah's happiness, a life of contentment in this dunya, eternal success in the hereafter. But there would be opposition to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as there was to every Nabi. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ. Do not obey the whims and fancies of the hypocrites in trying to deter you from the deen of Islam, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, obedience to Allah Ta'ala. وَدَعْأَذَاهُمْ. And do not pay attention to their causing you harm. Let not their harming you be a deterrent to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Now the meaning is that once, if they have harmed you, then turn a blind eye and respond with better character. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Place your trust on Allah alone. And Allah Ta'ala, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient as the best of all helpers. So these five qualities of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the glad tidings in response of it,
Allah and to remain steadfast on Iman. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا
summarize the five qualities, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have sent you as a witness, our duty, responsibility be amongst those about whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam testifies in favor of them and not against them. Wa mubashiran, as a giver of glad tidings. Wa nadhiran, a warner against Allah Ta'ala's punishment for those who disbelieve. So in da'wah we keep both angles, giver of glad tidings, warner against Allah Ta'ala's displeasure and punishment. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Number four, the core function of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and invited towards Allah Ta'ala بِإِذْنِهِ, with the will and permission of Allah Ta'ala, وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا, and the one who recites the Qur'an Azim, which is an illuminating lamp of guidance and hidayat, glad tidings for the believers of a great grace and virtue from Allah Ta'ala, and not to be deterred from the obedience of Allah Ta'ala through the whims and fancies of the disbelievers, the munafiqeen, and to place one's dependence and trust totally on Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Inshallah, for a few moments now, we engage in the mubarak amal and action of the dhikr of Allahu Azza wa Jal. Dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's parting advices to Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, when he asked that which actions are the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, أَنْتَمُوتَ وَلِسَانُكَ رَطَبًا مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. See to it that when death comes to you, your tongue is moist with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. We remember Allah Ta'ala in the words, Subhanallahi wa bihamdih. If read 100 times, our sins are forgiven, even though they're equivalent to the foam in the ocean. Subhanallahi wa bihamdih, Subhanallahi wa bihamdih. InshaAllah, we also establish at home the halqas, the gatherings of ta'aleem, as well as collective dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, a means of barakah, blessings, Allah Ta'ala's mercies coming into the home, the malaika of rahmah and mercy entering our homes. Allah praising the participants of such gatherings. After we recite the kalima tayyiba, the most virtuous of all forms of dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, when we say la ilaha, we remove from our hearts love and greatness of everything. When we say illallah, we embed into our hearts the love and the grandeur, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Istighfar. Beg Allah Ta'ala forgiveness for our sins, remorseful and regretful over our sins, but great hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. سبري سعد الدرود الشريف. The following Durood Sharif is recited 1,000 times on Jummah, which means Thursday night as well as Friday. 1,000 times recited on Jummah, a person will not depart from this world until one sees one's abode in Jannah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi alfa alfa marra. And remember maut, death, sakarat of death, the qabr, day of qiyamah for a few moments. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Sign of a wise person with great foresight is abundant remembrance of death and preparation for life after death. It guarantees honor in this world and esteem forever and ever in the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq. We can recite Durood Sharif in abundance, also Suratul Kahf. Strong encouragement to read it on a weekly basis on Jumu'ah, means of forgiveness of the sins of the past week, guaranteed protection of Iman even if Dajjal has to emanate in the coming week, a light that extends from one's feet till the heavens, that will be a means of illuminating the pathway of darknesses on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.